They call the Kentucky Derby the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. But what precedes it is a full week of once in a lifetime. Wake up to Dawn at the Downs and race until the stars come out at opening night. Win, place, and show off Louisville on 5-0 Tuesday. Celebrate where greatness is born and raised at Champions Day. And at Thurby, tradition always reigns. Don't miss the celebration that's 150 years in the racing. Derby Week 2024. Thrilling awaits. Learn more at KentuckyDerby.com.
If you're a firearms owner, and especially if you carry concealed, we invite you to enroll in a membership with our partner, the United States Concealed Carry Association, at USCCA.com. The USCCA is more than 700,000 Americans from every faith, political stance, and walk of life, spanning multiple demographics. They provide life-saving education and industry-leading training, some of which comes in the form of our firearms and mental health videos that we have recently produced and which will be made available to the membership over the next 12 months. We recommend that you obtain self-defense liability insurance available through Delta Defense and the USCCA so that if you find yourself in an act of lawful self-defense, you will be prepared for what happens before, during, and after that incident. With the common mission of saving lives, Walk the Talk America is proud to partner with the USCCA and Delta Defense, and we invite you to check out all they have to offer at uscca.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Supply chains are the lifeblood of business. It's time to learn to lead in this in-demand field. The Ohio State University Fisher College of Business offers an online Master of Supply Chain Management degree. This new program builds on their reputation in supply chain management and business education. Each online class blends self-paced live learning and immersive classes. Earn your Master of Supply Chain Management degree in as little as 15 months. Visit go.osu.edu/MSCM to learn more. The Ohio State University Fisher College of Business, where principled leaders are created.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now's your chance to get the last of the Resolution Radio Blood Tees. Only a few left available before we try to do a reorder. This has been a high-selling item, and we really appreciate everyone's support in getting this shirt and showing their pride as well as showing their heritage. Nothing counts more than blood. Get yours today from Resolution Radio. Only $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. It really helps the network improve, and you really get a great product to showcase what you truly believe in. Nothing counts more than blood. Only from Resolution Radio at ResolutionRDO.com. Send check, money order, or well-concealed cash to Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com. Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. We added George Lincoln Rockwell's In hoc signo vinces, in this sign conquer, to our nearly 30-year-long series of American Dissident Voices broadcasts. Today, we add powerful excerpts from several of Rockwell's works, as introduced and presented in the case of the first excerpt by Professor Robert S. Griffin in his masterful biography of National Alliance founder William Pierce, The Fame of a Dead Man's Deeds. Rockwell was a great influence on the thinking of Dr. Pierce. In many ways, Rockwell awakened Dr. Pierce to a realization of the great struggle for survival between Europeans and Jews, and to the eternal truths embodied in Adolf Hitler's National Socialism. And it may also be said that William Pierce added significantly to Hitler's and Rockwell's legacy in his political and philosophical writings, especially his cosmotheist works. A year before his death, a reporter asked George Lincoln Rockwell, "Do you believe all of this you preach?" Rockwell, slowly and in a low voice, replied, "This has cost me the most beautiful wife in the world, 7 kids, all my relatives. I was a commander in the Navy and a half year away from a pension. Certainly, I believe all of this." Rockwell summarized much of his creed in what he called the 5 laws. The 5 laws: biological integrity, territory, leadership, status, and motherhood. Biological integrity, said Rockwell, is the absolute, total, and uncompromising loyalty to one's own racial group, and absolute, uncompromising hatred for outsiders who intrude and threaten to mix their genes with those of the females of the group. According to this idea, nature creates breeds of animals, including various species of human beings, and protects the biological purity of these breeds as a means of maintaining and improving them. Nature accomplishes these ends in humans through 2 powerful instincts: love of one's own breed and hatred for outsiders. These 2 instincts are equally necessary. Love of one's own is incredibly powerful and good, but it can't and shouldn't stand alone. It needs to be complemented by a deadly hate of that which threatens what is loved. Indeed, hate has its place.
the notion that love is good and hate is evil is just the party line of Jews, liberals, queers, half-wits, and cowards, wrote Rockwell. And then there is the law of territory. To illustrate this concept, Rockwell used the example of tiny tropical fish called swordtails, who will stake out a section of a tank and ferociously attack anything that intrudes into their space. Rockwell claimed that human beings are like these swordtails. It is in our nature to stake out territory for ourselves and our people. He said that in human affairs, this law takes the form of adherence to the concept of private property and to national identification and loyalty. The law of leadership, according to Rockwell, is leadership of the group being in the hands of the very best. In the animal kingdom, he asserts, even if it were possible, leaders would not be selected by democratic vote. Nature's method is combat, not the ballot, says Rockwell. Nature wouldn't employ a democratic vote because that is a chancy way of bringing the very best of the group to positions of leadership. Human affairs has demonstrated that in the long run, if not immediately, voting will inevitably result in something other than the best in leadership positions. Leaders chosen in democratic fashion are very likely to be the glibest and the slickest, but they are very unlikely to be the wisest and most capable. The law of status is similar to the law of leadership, except that it applies to all positions in the group and not just the leadership positions. The law of status says that for every individual, there is a natural slot in a hierarchical ordering of members of a group. All of the group members compete for their slot or niche in this hierarchy and then settle into it and are reasonably content with it. The result of this process, said Rockwell, is that things run peacefully for the group and in an orderly and efficient way. And then lastly, there is the law of motherhood. Rockwell asserted that it is nature's way that females stay out of the affairs of males and that they specialize in producing and rearing the young and creating healthy families. To Rockwell's way of thinking, we violate these five laws at our extreme peril, and that there is one group in particular that is doing its best to persuade us to do just that. The Jews. Rockwell tells us, the Jews have spread the unspeakably destructive idea of universalism, one worldism, one mob of raceless, stateless, and atomized individuals as the supreme idea of mankind. Even the conservatives have been suckered into paying lip service to this same unnatural, fragmented, super-individualistic Jewish disease of society. We are told by the Jews that the law of biological integrity, love inside, hate outside, is, quote-unquote, racism, the ultimate evil of all time. We are told that if we do not love yellow men, black men, and especially Jews, as much as our own people, then we are vicious, perverted, and doomed. We are racists. Millions of pitiful white suckers believe that Jewish lie. We are told that the law of territory, private property, is an unnatural greed, and that decent men must wish to share everything and have no desire for their own private property. They call this Marxist socialism, communism, and various other names indicating a concern for society and community. But all of them strike at the heart of the most powerful and only motivation in living creatures: to build, create, and produce. Millions believe these Jew liars. We are told by the Jews that the law of leadership, rule of the best, is dictatorship, and that we must strive for democracy, rule by mobs. Millions of white Aryans have been suckered into believing this siren song of democracy until mobs of human garbage are now terrorizing our whole nation. We are told by the Jews that the law of status, the establishment of the natural order of ability of each person in his right place, is class exploitation, and that the natural leaders of a society, those who have been successful, must be smashed and murdered by those who have not. Whole nations full of good white Aryans have been suckered with this vile Jewish method of dividing and conquering our people through class warfare. Finally, we are told by these ever-loving Jews that the specialization of women in child-rearing is a beastly enslavement of our females, that women are intended to be judges, locomotive engineers, army officers, and business executives. The result, of course, is the growing destruction of that sacred and beautiful institution of all healthy civilizations, motherhood, and with it, the home and the family. Our entire Western world has fallen for this democratic Jewish swindle, which has made women the most pitiful victims of the Jewish disease. Millions of modern women are hopelessly lost, frustrated, and utterly miserable, even while they are squawking about more rights through loudspeakers and marching around in hell-raising militant political organizations. Meanwhile, millions of families are without warm, wonderful mothers, and homes are becoming more like luxurious jails than the miracles of love and warmth that were the homes of a century before. Rockwell argues that the Jews themselves adhere to the law of the tribe at the same time that they push its violation on others. Rockwell writes, "The group loyalty of Jews is perhaps the most fantastic in the history of the world. It has propelled them into near mastery of the entire world. not because they are braver, work harder, are more intelligent, or more worthy than the rest of us, but because they observe the basic laws of nature and maintain group loyalty, while all the rest of us have fallen for their rotten, one world, we are all brothers garbage, which disintegrates our society. The Jews maintain their society with a group loyalty such as history has never before seen, and thus they go from one triumph to another. Rockwell would also write, "We believe that Adolf Hitler was the gift of an inscrutable providence to a world on the brink of Jewish Bolshevik catastrophe, and that only the blazing spirit of this heroic man can give us the strength and inspiration to rise from the depths of persecution and hatred to bring the world a new birth of radiant idealism, realistic peace, international order, and social justice for all men." I recalled the words of the leader, quote, "When human hearts break and human souls despair, then from the twilight of the past, the great conquerors of distress and care, of shame and misery, of spiritual slavery and physical compulsion, look down upon them and hold out their eternal hands to despairing mortals. Woe to the people that is ashamed to grasp them." Close quote. Slowly, bit by bit, I began to understand. I realized that National Socialism, the iconoclastic worldview of Adolf Hitler, was the doctrine of scientific racial idealism, actually a new religion for our time. No longer was Adolf Hitler only a great mind to me. Now I realized the inscrutable power of the human soul. Now I knew why the power of that human soul for 10,000 years, again and again, has conquered the mightiest aggregates of physical force and tyranny, regardless of odds or possibilities. I had run the full circle from savage and childish animal instinct, the primitive stage of most of humanity, to conceited and sterile intellectualism, the state of our convinced Marxists and liberals. And finally, I had, with the help of the great leader, found my way back to the natural understanding of the world given freely to every dog and worm and ape and man, of which the intellect is only a sort of recent development or trick. I had found my way to that unconscious understanding of eternal riddles which can only be called wisdom, the same perception of the essence of things which has, in different guises, formed the basis of the teachings of all great leaders in all times. As the emotional storm subsided within me, it left me filled with a holy sense of mission, which is the fundamental weapon and armor of a revolutionary leader. Where before I had wanted to fight the forces of tyranny and regression, now I had to fight them. But even more, I felt within me the power to prevail, strength beyond my own strength, the ability to do the right thing, even when I was personally overwhelmed by events. and that strength has not yet failed me. Nor will it fail. It is the power beyond the atom, the force called religious by the non-intellectual, psychological self-hypnosis by the brains of today, and the unknowable by those who have learned true wisdom. I knew with calm certainty exactly what to do. And I knew in a hard-to-explain sense what was ahead. It was something like looking at a road from the air after seeing only the curve ahead from the ground. The world was obviously building up to an unheard-of, unprecedented clash between the dark forces of massed ignorance, greed, envy, hate, and stupidity, mustered and led by the scheming Jew, and the perishing forces of nature's elite, the white man. The Jew, with his Marxist democratic idea of the supremacy of mere numbers, threatened to overwhelm the white men of the world, regardless of boundaries or political affiliations, by the sheer mass of the teeming colored and inferior masses, which outnumbered the white builders of civilization by more than 7-1. Adolf Hitler had shown the way to survival. It would be my task on this earth to carry his ideas and his laboratory example to total worldwide victory. I knew that I would not live to see the victory, which I would make possible, but I would not die before I had made that victory certain.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
This is the Justice Report weekly recap for April 22nd to 27th, 2024. Today's story: a convicted black sex offender was arrested for the attempted kidnapping of a young boy. Aurora, Colorado. A convicted black sex offender and career criminal has been arrested for attempting to kidnap a young boy from the halls of a majority white elementary school, police say. The incident would be the latest in a long line of horrifying allegations stemming from the LGBTQ+ black community. According to reports, 33-year-old Solomon Tyler Galligan is alleged to have walked into Black Forest Hills Elementary School in Aurora, approaching several children during recess. Before fleeing the scene, Galligan, who is black, attempted to snatch a young boy. The incident took place on Friday afternoon, with police quickly identifying and arresting Galligan, said a spokesman with the Aurora Police to CBS News. The Black Forest Hills Elementary School Administration called parents to advise them that recess had been canceled, and the students were ushered inside not long after the incident. For the chilling crime, Galligan is now facing one count of attempted kidnapping and was placed in custody at the Arapahoe County Jail in lieu of a $25,000 bond. A long-abandoned Facebook page belonging to Denver-based Solomon Galligan also netted interesting results. The account contained 5-year-old photos of what appears to be a black man with similar facial features as the suspect, showing him wearing a female wig and makeup. One post also contains statements alleging that Galligan may have been medically transitioning into the opposite sex. So I'm starting my hormone shots and I really can't wait. I'm on my hormone pills. I've been on them for almost 4 months, said Galligan in a revealing Facebook post on March 19, 2011. I wake up all depressed and crying, but in the end, it's going to be totally worth it. I'm really excited. My measurements are already changing, and I'm super thrilled.
Today's story. A high-ranking U.S. Navy commander is shot dead in an undercover pedophile sting. Seattle, Washington, the identity of a pedophile justifiably shot dead on viral video last week, has been unmasked as a retired U.S. Navy commander who once dutifully served at the controversy-laden Guantanamo Bay prison complex. The now-deceased suspect, who was shot dead after he drew a handgun on Seattle police during an undercover pedophile sting, was identified through a coroner's report via the King County Medical Examiner's Office. The document suggests 67-year-old Bruce Koval Menelie, a doctor and retired U.S. Navy captain who served under President Bush and Obama during the global war on terror, attempted to engage in sexual activities with 2 underage girls at a DoubleTree hotel in Tukwila. The incident first made headlines last week when members of the Seattle Police Department and the statewide Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force conducted a sting set up specifically to arrest a man planning to meet 2 sisters, aged 7 and 11, for sex. Police warned body camera footage captured the harrowing moments when multiple officers moved to arrest a man believed to be Menelie. Menelie commanded medical staff at the infamous Guantanamo Bay prison camp from 2007 to 2009. As the unit's leader, it was his job to see to the wounds of Muslim prisoners accused of terror during the controversial invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan. This appears to have included victims of extrajudicial torture at the hands of U.S. intelligence agencies and those who submit to voluntary hunger strikes. A report by the New York Times stated that Menelie found dealing with Guantanamo inmates difficult, as torture, officially labeled, quote, abusive tactics by the federal government, would often make victims unreceptive to medical attention after sessions had concluded. A task force report would cite Menelie as the official in charge of approving the force-feeding of non-compliant inmates in restraint chairs, a practice which was said to have been done in full view of other prisoners. In 2009, the final year of Menelie's tenure at Guantanamo, 10% of all inmates were being force-fed in this manner. By the end of the global war on terror, Zionist meddling overseas is believed to have resulted in the deaths of over 4.5 million people since 9/11.
Today's story. 4 Germans arrested for leaving flowers at Adolf Hitler's birthplace, Braunau am Inn, Austria. 4 Germans were unceremoniously jailed this weekend after police alleged the group violated Austrian law by honoring the birthday of Adolf Hitler. The arrests come amid increased political repression across the EU in an attempt to discourage pro-white advocacy. On Saturday, 4 Germans in their 20s and 30s were arrested after police say the group laid white roses in the window recesses of Adolf Hitler's childhood home. They were then said to have posed and taken photos in front of the historically significant building, where one of the group's women delivered a Roman salute. Officers quickly noticed the group of Germans and escorted them to a nearby area for questioning. During interrogation, the woman confessed that she hadn't meant the salute seriously, but evidence scraped off the group's phones found a chat room where they supposedly shared Nazi-themed messages and pictures, according to reports. For the alleged crime, all 4 Germans were reported to local prosecutors for allegedly violating Austrian anti-fascism laws, which ban the veneration and symbology of Nazism within its borders. Adolf Hitler, the charismatic revolutionary who reversed Germany's misfortunes following the end of the First World War, was born on April 20, 1889 in Western Austria. His birth home at Braunau am Inn has long been the centre of controversy, and in 2023, it was converted into a police station to deter nationalists from using it as a pilgrimage site. The arrest of 4 Germans for merely leaving flowers at Hitler's birthplace comes amid several other outrageous arrests of European citizens for their political views. In 2022, satirical pro-white rapper Philip Joseph Hasler, aka Mr. Bond, was sentenced to a whopping 10 years in prison for musical performances that merely referenced Adolf Hitler. Authorities also jailed his younger brother for the non-violent, victimless crime of managing the Mr. Bond website, sentencing him to 4 years in Austrian prison. To gain access to the full audio editions of articles like these, please consider subscribing to our website. For more news like this, visit justicereport.news and subscribe to our Telegram, Substack, and Odyssey to keep up to date on all the latest headlines from around the world.
Exactly what they're considering here, which is the question of whether a president has absolute immunity. And then there's a second question here.
Biden lawfare circus has taken a dangerous turn for the former psychotics in chief.
So I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Trump attorney D. John Sauer presented a moment of clarity to the power-mad deep state pawns.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts. If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed. Every current president will face de facto blackmail and extortion by his political rivals while he is still in office. Could President George W. Bush have been sent to prison for obstructing an official proceeding or allegedly lying to Congress to induce war in Iraq?
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Ukraine.
Could President Obama be charged with murder for killing U.S. citizens abroad by drone strike?
But these decisions must be made, given my responsibility to protect the American people.
Could President Biden someday be charged with unlawfully inducing immigrants to enter the country illegally for his border policies?
I would in fact make sure that we immediately surge to the border.
The original meaning of the executive vesting clause, the framers' understanding and intent, an unbroken historical tradition spanning 200 years, and policy considerations rooted in the separation of powers all counsel against it.
Meanwhile, Biden DOJ attorney Michael Dreeben and special counsel Jack Smith attempted to claim the Constitution does not grant presidential immunity. Of course, Dreeben, when asked if Obama could be tried for murder for the drone strikes he has openly admitted to, argued this could not be the case.
Mr. Dreeben, are you saying that there's no immunity, presidential immunity, even for official acts?
Yes, Justice Thomas. The president, as the head of the Article II branch, can assert as applied Article II objections to criminal laws that interfere with an exclusive power possessed by the president or that prevent the president from accomplishing his constitutionally assigned functions.
Fortunately or unfortunately, there is a long-standing history of criminal activity protected by this assumed immunity. As Justice Clarence Thomas pointed out regarding the JFK-era CIA Operation Mongoose and subsequently Operation Northwoods.
Not so distant past, certain presidents have engaged in various activity, coups or operations like Operation Mongoose, and yet there were no prosecutions. Why? If what you're saying is right, it would seem that that would have been ripe for criminal prosecution of someone.
So, Justice Thomas, I think this is a central question. The reason why there have not been prior criminal prosecutions is that there were not crimes.
We're looking at a plan to blow things up on American soil and then to blame it all on Cuba.
Operation Mongoose was a multifaceted chess game played on the global stage. Covert operations took on various forms, from sabotage to propaganda campaigns. The objective was create internal dissent, sow discord, and ultimately overthrow Castro's regime.
Careful what you ask for, deep state lawfare adherents. Even a kid waving his middle finger at decrepit derelict Biden knows.
A little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old,
Well, I promise it happens all the time.
The only thing separating Biden from a prison cell is his presidential immunity marinating in plausible deniability.
And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he sort of looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
He said that out loud?
Biden's legal crew may be creating a path to a doomed reconstruction of the presidential power that they serve. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party.us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.